Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about a report that was done by CBS on the oil industry.
Mm.
And the reason why this stands out, is because the Lord spoke to, I'm not at liberty to say who it was, but somebody who is involved in the upper level of the oil industry in America. And God gave him a very specific, told him something very specifically about a crisis that was coming, and it was coming, and that basically you would think about the oil industry as we knew it was going to be a sinking ship.
And this was while the oil industry was
flourishing.
Yeah,
God's so merciful.
And who would imagine?
Right, God's merciful and lets us know. But first, let's join CBS in this particular segment talking about these, because everybody's going, I love these low oil prices. This is great. And it's like, but in that, we're losing industry. 60%, I believe, you're going to find out, of the 60 or 70% of all the oil drilling equipment now is parked and not even being used. The reason why Saudi Arabia is lowering these prices down because it's driving America out of the oil business.
That's the goal, yeah.
Venezuela is crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And
Russia
today is even talking about having to sell something. I don't know what it is, but it's a war, an economic war taking place thanks to Woodrow Wilson and tying our economies together. He said, we'll never go to war again if you tie the economies together.
Right.
And you're seeing a financial war. But listen to, this is the oil industry in America. And the reason why we're actually, you're even seeing this, because a prophecy that was given about the fulfillment of this thing taking place. Take a look.
I feel that it's great, you know, a lot less coming out of my pocket.
I love it.
Gas under $2 a gallon.
I'm thrilled.
Under $1.50. Last year, falling pump prices put an extra $115 billion in Americans' pockets. The price of oil has dipped below $30 a barrel. It's all good, right? One big boost to the economy.
What does this symbolize?
The crash.
Well, not so fast. In West Texas, $30 a barrel oil means a deepening economic disaster.
What is this?
It's a drilling contractor's yard.
Now, during the boom, what would this have looked like?
Empty. Completely empty.
To oil field consultant Mike Rasko, this parking lot for drilling rigs symbolizes the American oil and gas industry going broke. In just the last year, more than 900 rigs were idled. The U.S. total down 60%.
So each one of these rigs represents how many unemployed people?
I'd say 1,000 at least.
Each one?
Absolutely.
And how many do you think are sitting here?
We quit counting when they got into the 30s.
On the road between Midland and Odessa, it's all there to see. The collateral damage caused by low price oil. The auction lots for heavy equipment no longer needed. For the repossessed cars and trucks of the people who've lost their jobs. The pump jacks that aren't pumping.
A gallon of water is worth more than a gallon of crude oil right now.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. That's another drilling rig. That's north of town.
Until he was laid off last spring, Mike Rasko made $1,700 a day overseeing projects for a major oil company. Worldwide, the oil and gas industry has cut more than 275,000 jobs since oil prices peaked at over $100 a barrel in mid-2014. Why? For starters, demand for oil fell. In the past, OPEC has cut production in response. Not this time.
Before the oil price collapsed, the assumption was that OPEC would underpin the oil price by cutting production. But the key oil producers in the Gulf, Saudi Arabia and the other Gulf states, said that we're not going to cut unless other people cut.
We collect.
Daniel Yergin is vice chairman of IHS, an international information company, and the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Prize, A History of Oil.
Saudi Arabia's basic strategy is to maintain its market share in the global oil market, and that's really been the starting point for them.
At the expense of everybody else?
Yes.
So began a huge game of chicken, with Saudi Arabia and its OPEC partners pumping full blast, Russia too, and the United States. You've heard of fracking? Pumping water into shale formations to free hard-to-get-at oil and gas? Well, fracking meant that the United States suddenly was producing a lot more oil. So much that for the first time in 40 years, we're exporting it.
U.S. oil production went from 5 million barrels a day in 2008 to 9.7 million barrels a day in April of 2015. In other words, U.S. oil production almost doubled in a matter of just a few years.
During the good years, Midland and Odessa, Texas turned into boom towns. Same story in Williston, North Dakota. Based on $100 a barrel oil, entrepreneurs borrowed billions of dollars to buy into the bonanza. Workers flocked to the oil patch.
I heard about all this big money, so I thought I could get a little piece of that pie, I suppose.
So many they had to live in trailer camps, on cots in church halls. Then the price crashed, thanks in large part to China's slowing economy. The Saudis and their Gulf state neighbors, with their deep pockets and low-cost oil production, kept pumping and settled in to wait for their competitors to flinch.
If prices continue to be low, we will be able to withstand it for a long, long time.
The chairman of Aramco, the Saudi state-owned oil company, earlier this month. Feeling the pain, in addition to the United States, Russia and Venezuela. And the Saudis hope Iran, about to come back into the oil market in a big way, after the lifting of sanctions.
The Gulf countries are convinced that Iran has a plot to encircle them, and so this is really not just about oil that's going on, but it's really about the future of the Middle East.
Meanwhile, every day, the world is producing something like 1.5 million more barrels of oil than it needs. There's an ocean of it out there, in massive storage tanks. And right now, at least 100 million barrels are sitting in tankers parked at sea. This past week, the price of crude rose to nearly $36 a barrel on the merest possibility that the Russians and Saudis might talk about cutting production. But even if it happens, sopping up that surplus will take time, which oil field consultant Mike Rasko knows only too well.
We joke around here saying things are picking up. They're picking up the house. They're picking up the car, you know. It hits everybody just as hard, but maybe in different ways.
What's your situation?
They picked up the truck. What I do my business out of, my pickup, it's gone. My wife, through stress, has been hospitalized over all of this, you know.
Mike Rasko just wants to hang on to his home. He never lived lavishly, even when he could have, so he could weather the bad times. Born and raised in West Texas, this is the fourth bust he's lived through. He knows it will end. As he looks for work every day, he just wonders when.
How hard is it to keep your morale up?
It's over. I don't have any morale left. I'm out of pride. I've got a beautiful wife and two good babies to take care of. I do it because I want to be a good husband. I'll be a good old man when it comes back around.
So when you're hearing and people saying, hey, gas is going down, look at the families that are being destroyed. Each rig represented 1,000 people being laid off. But God spoke specifically and prophetically about this way while it was booming. But listen to what he said. He said that a gallon of water is worth more than a gallon of crude oil. Oil is the gold standard. We got off the gold standard way back when, but they shifted everything about 1973 with President Nixon were cut this deal with OPEC, who's driving these prices down today, that somehow the economy was tied to oil. And now look, water is worth more than gold then. This has been prophesied about. This is what's been talked about. That's why you saw many people, this big demand for people wanting to drill wells just to have drinking water.
Well, look at Detroit right now. Yes. I mean, their water is contaminated.
It's contaminated. But you're looking at that when things shift, the economy shifts, and you no longer have, you know, a value of that thing used to sell for $100. It's not worth a dime. Then all of a sudden, water is worth more than gold. A gallon of water. A gallon of water is worth more than a gallon of crude oil, is what he's saying. So this was the prophetic. It was Flint, Michigan that we're talking about. But think about this with that, the contaminated water. But staying on topic, that the prophetic word was, this is what God said, somebody that's in the upper levels of the oil industry, as it has been in America, which is basically transporting a lot of oil that comes from other countries that we actually, you know, refine, that the whole industry was going down like a sinking ship. It was going down, and this is the prophecy. It was going down, and what he had in his hand was his paycheck.
That's all he had in his hand.
He had in his hand his paycheck, and it was like being on the Poseidon Adventure or the Titanic, and it was going down, and so he had two or three people behind him, and he was trying to lead them out of this destruction that's taken place. Well, you just saw the fulfillment of that word right there where you said this man, he says, it's all gone. My truck's gone. Everything's gone. That was the prophecy that God gave, said that's going to happen. Listen, we shouldn't celebrate when our brother loses their oxygen because we get oxygen at a lower rate.
Yeah.
As Christians, we should be thinking, like, is everybody okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's going to happen to our economy? And why does oil cost less than water?
Mm-hmm.
This is not good. Why everybody celebrates. And notice what he said, too. He said that Saudi Arabia is concerned they're about to be surrounded by Iran, and they're going to end Russia, and they're going to take over the oil industry. Well, what's Kamal Saleem's book that he wrote in conjunction with General Bolkin?
The Coalition.
Yeah, the book Coalition. We'll make that reference to you. Maybe you see it on your screen. But they talk about everybody's thinking they're coming after Israel, but they end this book. I'm not giving it away, Kamal. I'm sorry. This is important. They swing down and they take the oil is what they want.
It's all about the oil there.
It's all about the oil. And so you're looking at Russia positioning themselves. You're looking at Iran positioning themselves. But you're also looking at our president empowering Iran to be able to do this. And so the reason why you're looking at the oil industry crashing reportedly, I think it was CNN's Money.
Yeah, CNN Money reported that BP is expected to cut 7,000 jobs by 2017, and just 3 weeks ago, that number was 3,000. So in the last 3 weeks, it was 3,000. Mm-hmm. In the last 3 weeks, that number has increased by 4,000 people.
Right.
So if this down spiral continues, it could be even more jobs.
And that's British Petroleum. Yeah. It's BP. And so you're looking at the European Union, things happening there. So this is a huge crisis. It's building. It's been happening. It's been happening. And people just keep saying this stuff like it's not
They're
really happening.
They're taking a huge loss. CNN Money did an infographic where they showed what these nations, what it cost them to produce oil. In Great Britain alone, it cost them around $50 a barrel to produce it. So when oil is selling at below $30 a barrel, they're taking a negative $20 loss on every barrel that's being produced, while Saudi Arabia is somewhere in the teens.
Now, in regards to Russia, what is Russia? Because they have a total oil economy. They make their money off the oil. If they go below this dollar figure.
Oh, it's supposed to be $100 a barrel.
So think about that. The reason why you're seeing Putin, you know, spark up and get involved with Syria and come down with Assad, he's got to get his oil prices have got to shift somehow.
Greg, 50% of Russia's budget, 50%. Mm-hmm. Was based upon oil selling at $100 a barrel.
Wow.
50% of their budget.
So they're $75 off their immediate need. So
way
off. Needs. So they're fighting. But the thing about this, and I know we're about to go to break, is that God prophesied about this. And I remember, you know, when you're living high on the hog, or you're living really well, and you got this great money coming in, and people say, yeah, the oil company says, you can move anywhere you want to. We'll buy your home. We'll pay you more money.
We'll pay you to move.
You've got so much money, we'll pay you to move. And you hear God talk about your company's going down, it's going to sink. It's going to go down like the Titanic. And while you have that thing in your hand, that check, that you're going to be just trying to find your way out of this thing. And it's happening right now, even as we speak. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN-TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.